Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and today's theme on the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes is Autumn Gold. Searching my music library, it quickly became apparent that those two words, autumn and gold, don't appear in any song title, so I'll have to mix them myself. To open, here's Ashley Miller and Another Autumn from the Lerner & Lowe musical Paint Your Wagon. Another Autumn, the glorious New York Paramount Wurlitzer in the hands of Ashley Miller, from a Command LP released in 1963. Bing Crosby's theme song on his early 1930s radio show was Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day, which he co-composed with Roy Turk and Fred Ehlert in 1931. Lou Williams played this outstanding arrangement on the Moller in the Pasadena Civic Auditorium during the American Theatrical Society Convention in Los Angeles in 1987.
Thank you.
where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, Lou Williams and the Pasadena Civic Moller. Buddy Cole released all too few albums recorded on Theatre Pipes. He was better known for his work on Hammond and as Bing Crosby's accompanist in the 1950s. The albums that he did record for Warner Brothers utilised his own Wurlitzer Robert Morton hybrid in his North Hollywood home studio, and one of his finest was called Autumn Nocturne, from which I've taken this title track. Autumn Nocturne, and as many artists have discovered, Buddy Cole used multi-tracking to achieve those complex arrangements that have become legendary. Back to the Gold, and a piece co-written in 1953 by Victor Sylvester of Dance Orchestra fame. This is Nigel Ogden playing the Wurlitzer in the Tower Ballroom Blackpool with Golden Tango. Thank you. Golden Tango from Nigel Ogden's Best of British Volume 2 CD, released by OS Digital in 2011. In a programme of music at least partially about autumn, I couldn't go without playing one of the best-known songs, Autumn Leaves. Composed in France in 1947 by Joseph Cosmer and given English lyrics by Johnny Mercer, it's been recorded by countless artists through the years and it's naturally very popular on theatre pipes. Unusually for this medium, this is a vocal version by a San Francisco singer, Dick Stewart, accompanied by none other than George Wright on the Wurlitzer.
The falling leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your face, I kiss your fingers, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, my days grow long, and soon I'll hear a winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
The silver tones of Dick Stewart, who somehow didn't make national fame as a singer and was better known as a TV show host. Next up is another French composition, La Cinquantaine, written in 1884 and better known to English audiences as Golden Wedding Day or The Golden Marriage, depending on the source of the translation. It was composed for cello and piano, but it transcribes well to theatre pipes, as you'll hear on this track by Ian Flitcroft, on the Wurlitzer of the Gourmet State Theatre, Kilburn.
Thank you.
also a concerto composed by Camillo Bargoni, sounds as if it should be associated with the film, but in fact it was an instrumental hit for George Mellacrino and his orchestra in 1956. That track was by the late Ronald Curtis, and it featured the Compton in his Paramount Organ Works in Bolton, Lancashire. Apparently the various instruments in that facility are still there, but no longer used for public events. Franz Lehár was the bandmaster for the 25th Regiment in Vienna when he was asked by Princess Metternich to compose something special for her gold and silver gala ball held in January of 1902. Apparently, the resulting waltz, traditionally the first of the evening, made little impression on the revellers. It wasn't until it was distributed by the English publisher Bosworth & Co. that it found success. Reginald Dixon, and of course the Wurlitzer in the Tower Ballroom Blackpool, from an LP released by Columbia in 1962. It's time for me to go and enjoy some of this great early autumn weather that we're having in southern Spain. It's not quite good enough for sunbathing, but at least it's sunny and not raining. Until next time, this is Hasta Luego from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.